Avast ye swabs, 'tis time for episode number 57 of the Mad Music Podcast. A half hour of mad music and silly stuff brought to you by madmusic.com, the world's largest comedy music website. I be your guest host, Dave Ajoux, with this year's Halloween show. I'm here today to play your favorite Creative Commons and podcast-friendly songs, and some you may not have heard before. Halloween can never come soon enough for some folks, so let's kick the show off with this song from Megathruster.
It's never too early to put out your pumpkins. Never too early to hang up your lights. Decorate doorways with scarecrows and spider webs. Dress up your windows festooned with frights. Find some sound effects of evil laughter. Do the monster mash all month long. Crank up the eerie psycho screaming. And dig your collection for vampire songs. And don't forget to head to Target to pick up the fun size. Your friends over. It's never too early for costumed fun. Bobbing for apples and pumpkin carving and handing out candy by the ton. Dry ice in the punch and lots of pizza. The fog machine is going strong. Ghosts and bats and clowns and even robots. No one is going home till dawn. And don't forget to head to Target to pick up the fun size.
But she said it a lot. Each year we would take our game to the next level, and we'd make our way through town like the Tasmanian devil. My friends would come visit my vast neighborhood, then we'd finish up with theirs just as fast as we could. Then the plan was we'd all switch costumes, and then if we can, go back out and do the whole thing again. Since I'm out of school, ain't no more trick-or-treating. Have to go to the store, buy the candy that I'm eating. That's lame, it isn't the same as back then. If only I could go trick-or-treating again. Trick-or-treating, y'all. trick-or-treating, y'all. Just once, I wanna go and do it again. Get dressed up and go through the neighborhood with my friends. If I could, man, I'd be taking my shot, I should. Well, why not? Maybe I could dress up like a ghost or a ghoul or something, and they'll think that I'm a tall middle schooler. Yeah, I'll be covered from head to toe. Ain't no way I'll be discovered, how would they know? Maybe I could walk on my knees to look short, or talk with some kind of voice changer of sorts, and use more young people slang when I speak. Do kids still say that things are on fleek? I know it's a plan that I should outgrow, but throw a sheet over my head and I'm good to go. Got the spreadsheet ready for the official tally. I just hope no one thinks I'm heading to a Klan rally. Trick-or-treating, y'all. I'm doing it, man. Trick-or-treating, y'all. I'm actually doing it. I'm actually going out.
Trick-or-treat. Oh, hey, Devo. Taking the kids trick-or-treating, eh? Where are the kids?
No kids, just me. Trick or treat.
Trick or treat?
Hey, Devo, what's up?
I'm not Devo, I'm Billy from the next town over.
Trick or treat.
Hi, Tom. Where's the rest of your crew?
Just trick or treat. Just put some candy in the bag.
Doorbell's broken.
Devo, hi. I thought the rally was moved to next Saturday.
Oh, come on! Okay, fine. So that's how it's gonna be then? Guess I'll be a kid again and get my sweet revenge. I can TP your house or throw eggs at your door. But wait, I'm an adult and this begs for more. I'll get all your family info and then post on Reddit. Or get a loan in your name and there goes your credit. I said I'd hope it wouldn't have to come down to that. But all it would've cost you is a damn Kit Kat. But no, so I guess I'll give the classics a try. I shop at Costco, you know how many eggs I can buy. It'll be weeks before it goes away, and I'm sure you'll get a fine from the HOA. So remember next year when I come to your door, make the candy appear or I'm funding a war. If not, you'll find out just how mean I can be when it seems you didn't get a Christmas card from me. Trick-or-treating, y'all. And I'll do it too. Trick-or-treating, y'all. I'm just that crazy. Trick-or-treating, y'all.
Master, I brought the shovels.
Good, Ego, good. We have much work tonight.
Oh, and I brought your earmuffs.
Yes, Ego, yes. It gets cold at night in the cemetery. And did you bring my latte?
Yes, Master. Skim milk, 2 Splenda.
Good, Ego, good. Let's get started.
We dig in the earth.
The graves must be new.
The fresh, not too rotten.
The maggots must be few.
I found a good heart.
I've unearthed 2 good legs.
A lung, a liver, an arm.
An egg?
We'll spend the night searching eerie wings all around. Digging for fresh pieces 6 feet underground.
We hunt for limbs and organs. Torches flicker and they shine.
Ha ha ha! Parts for Frankenstein! When all the parts are collected,
add brain, spleen, and face
to the hardware store for bolts.
Screw them tight into place.
Frankenstein is ready.
Now to bring him to life.
I wonder if this works. Should we make him a wife? Some say this work is evil. You never play with life and death. But I'll prove it isn't over when you take your final breath.
The pieces are in place. The storm is at its height.
Our parts for Frankenstein will come alive tonight. Oh, yes, Igor, yes. Raise the platform. Raise. It's time. It's time.
Well,
hook up the electrodes.
Plug them in the wall.
Turn on the juice.
Hope his heart will not stall.
Buzz!
Sizzle!
Yeah! He's alive! He's awake! Some say this work is evil. You never play with life and death. But I'll prove it isn't over when you take your final breath.
The pieces are in place. The storm is at its height.
Our
We just heard Parts for Frankenstein by Steve Goody from 2019. Before that was Trick or Treatin' by Devo Spice from 2017. And we started the set with Never Too Early by Megathruster from 2017. Up next, Haunted Houses, Vampires, Trick or Treating, and Halloween Pranksters.
We were walking down the street Halloween at night, rocking plastic masks and LA lights. We found a rundown house on the darker side of town. Some older kids were gathered, they were spinning yarns about a bloodthirsty creature that had snakes for arms. He showed you how you'll die if you said his name out loud. They promised us their whole candy hole. We went inside and tried to find the truth of it all. Before you knew it, we were up the stairs, breaking in a house on a double dare. But we were not prepared for what we saw. His name is All Hallows' Steve, and he comes on every Halloween, where every cocky little children need a fright. And he didn't have snakes for arms, but he had a terrifying charm, 'cause he told us what it's like to be 35. Stood before him, but we didn't trust our eyes, trying to decide if we were traumatized. He rocked some cargo shorts and New Balance with high socks. Some kids, when you get to be as old as me, your ears get hairy and it's hard to pee. I've got kidney stones that were bigger than an ox. But you don't go out nearly as much as your back, and you eat mostly vegetables, and you just stay this fat. We went on and on for what felt like days, and told a corny joke and didn't seem half-faced, when he was the only one that laughed. His name is All Hallows' Steve, and he comes on every Halloween. He moves so slow, it's like he's barely alive. We thought that we were running free, but now we just want to leave. But the front door slammed and we're stuck here for the night. Now the years have passed, so I go back. The house looks empty, but the door is cracked. I go in and hear a creak. Is that the floor? Adjust my knees. See a little kid and he's tracking mud. So I pop around the corner shouting, "Hey there, bud!" Smile and I wave, but this brat just points at me. And then he screams, it's All Hallows' Steve. I guess the torch has been passed to me. It's an honor that I feel I must uphold. Tuck my polo shirt into my jeans, 'cause I know I'm about to make a scene. 'Cause there's nothing scarier than getting old.
All day, hiding in my coffin, playing goth and death rock MP3s. All night, bats and werewolves nagging me to take them out for drinks, because it helps them feel alive or something. I meet long-necked girls at clubs, but they say, "Bite me, that sounds good to me." Cause I'm not creepy, I'm just a little undead. I know my lips are stained red, my fangs are too, but just ignore that, please. It's only gum disease. I'm not ghostly, I'm just reflection impaired. I know right now you look scared, but pound some Red Bull and type AB and prowl the night with me. We should break into the Best Buy. I could drink some plasma screen TVs, and I know I've got a substance problem. I keep robbing blood banks, but I've got to clear my cobwebs with a shot or three. Self-control is hard, I'm only 19 centuries old. But I'm not hasty, I'm just a little undead. I know worms live in my head, and at the beach I have to rub on me SPF infinity. I'm not spooky, I'm just existence impaired. I know you'd like your next band. I'm sorry, babe, because your date with me will last eternally. I've been craving salty snacks. Listen, all you chicks with saline, come to my all-night buffet. I'm not creepy, I'm just a little undead. Don't put garlic on my bread. I like my steaks bloody as can be, but don't drive one through me. I'm not eerie, I'm just living impaired. I know I'm your worst nightmare, but all the cool Transylvanians see, no one sucks like me. Yeah, no one sucks like me. No one sucks like me. I'm just a little undead. No one sucks like me.
So scream and no one cares.
I'd like to make you start to bleed and make you suffer slowly. Maybe I'll take these pliers and start ripping out your teeth. You look like a jack-o'-lantern, oh how neat.
I'll scoop your right eye out so you'll shout and watch your mouth. Keep an eye out for a cyclops now. Why don't you lend a hand, or maybe a foot instead? There's no trick it's a treat to smell your feet. I love to hear your muffled screams and twist this vice so slow. I want for you to miss a thing on Halloween. Would the funny bone be a wisecrack?
I think they'll take me a souvenir.
Take the entrail, I'll take the psychopath.
I think they'll take me a souvenir.
If I flayed your chest, that would be great.
I think they'll take me a souvenir.
Now you're appealing and you've lost weight. When your blood starts to fly, that's when I cauterize. Can you guess what's next? I think I've got you stumped. think I'll sever your arm, and later I'll take your heart. I get a heart on if I keep them in a jar. I'd like to make you cry and scream, and twist this knife so slowly. When this buzzsaw hits your ankles, you'll omit defeat. I've cut you down to size by a few feet. On Halloween, I'd like to make you beg and plead, and peel your scalp back slowly. When I said I'd love to see exactly how you think, bet you'd never guessed it literally. On Halloween, boy, I sure love Halloween. Removing your heart so slowly, I can tell by your longing eye your heart belongs to me. Now listen as we hear the final beat.
Trick or treat.
What scary costumes? Here's a foot for you, and an arm for you.
Thank you.
Happy Halloween.
It was getting all dark and spooky and autumnal about with the pumpkins and the skulls and the things. In unrelated news, Ian was being even snarkier than usual. Hey, I decided to have some fun. Ian of the Insane, what was up with your brain that made you think that Halloween's the time to be a pain? It was time to get to work because I was tired of his crap, so I dressed up like a ghost while he was taking a nap. Put some raw meat in his hands while he was still asleep, and just to be different, I borrowed several sheep. I screamed,
what have you done, Ian? Were you having fun, Ian? Slaughtering sheep in your sleep with a gun, Ian?
I woke with a start and began to scream. That's not what you want to see when you wake from a dream. Man, Kyle is so mean just because I was napping, but here's why I'm rapping, because this is what happened. I saw the meat in my hand, so I started clapping, and the ghost started laughing. He's practically gasping until he sees me fluttering on the thing tell is drawn. That's when we both knew the prank war was on. We were getting even on Halloween. We're a pair of instigators and it got really mean. It's gotten creative, it got very innovative. We're getting Halloween, if you know what I mean. Yeah, we're pranking each other this Halloween, trying to top one another with each crazy scheme. Instead of eating candy, our pranks are getting fancy. You'll best be believing we're getting Halloween. So Kyle thought he could pull a prank and then just walk away, but that's not how I play. I swear he'll rule the day. To get Kyle back, I had to seriously think. And then I settled on a plan to get even with that fink. I filled his pumpkin coffee with trout, boy did it stink. And all his pens are replaced with disappearing ink. When Kyle went to drink, he'd get fish in his straw, and then he'd lose everything that he attempts to draw.
So I sat at my desk to draw a Halloween card. Spotting the coffee fish wasn't too hard, and I draw digitally with a Cintiq and a stylus, so the disappearing ink didn't bother the Kylos. But suddenly my monitor went blood red and said,
you've done your last drawing, prepare to be dead.
And did you put evil spirits in my Mac? This doesn't really seem to be an Ian-ish attack.
We were getting even on Halloween. We're a pair of instigators and it got really mean. It's gotten creative, it got very innovative. We're getting Halloween, if you know what I mean. Yeah, we're pranking each other this Halloween, trying to top one another with a crazy scheme. Instead of eating candy, our pranks are getting fancy. You best be believing we're getting Halloween.
So I kind of figured out this wasn't Ian's attempt to stoke me, when a hand came from my monitor and tried to choke me. Then Ian rushed in with a Ghostbuster suit on.
Then I yelled at the ghost, yo, taste some Neutron. I blasted it with my fully functioning proton pack, which the ghost just avoided, and I wrecked Kyle's Mac. I said, oh geez, no time for apologies. Kyle, let's call a truce. Could you help me if you please?
10-4, good buddy, and now I must mention I made a little transformation by yelling, attention, Kamen Rider Ghost Slappers, who I became.
A tokusatsu hero, man, this is getting lame.
Ian used his pack to zap the ghost in my Mac, then he threw his trap, but it was my turn to act. I was gearing up for my supersonic ghost slap attack, but before I could move, the ghost struck back.
It gave Kyle a smack, then began to speak.
I'm the ghost of all pranks, and your jokes are so weak. You think these are funny, but your guys are just lame. Stop trying to prank each other, you sullied my name.
Then I got an idea and looked quickly at Kyle. I knew my man was red when he started to smile.
So I leapt into the body of that dumb old ghost.
What?
And possessed him right back. Yeah, I made him my host.
Oh.
And I ran around the room going, duh, I'm undead.
Man.
I got no freaking legs and a stupid white head.
That's not exactly what I had in mind, Kyle. I don't know what to do with this. You're out of line, Kyle.
Bloop, bloop, bloop. I have unfinished business. My afterlife was unproductive. I couldn't care less. Well, guess what, ghosty? Kathy. I'm tired of your crap. Go slap!
Then I threw out the trap. The door shut with a snap. That's how we caught the ghost. We pranked it right back. We got even with him for picking on us. Because even comedians know how to bust. With all of that done, we knew just what to do. And prepare for what next year's prank war will ensue. Yeah!
There's extra space.
We were getting even on Halloween. We're a pair of instigators and it got really mean. It's gotten creative, it got very innovative. We're getting Halloween, if you know what I mean. Yeah, we're pranking each other this Halloween. Trying to top one another with these crazy schemes. Instead of eating candy, our pranks are getting fancy. You'll best be believing we're getting Halloween.
Kyle! We did it!
What did we achieve?
We defeated the ghost!
Well, we did, but...
Yeah, and I got a cool proton pack and stuff. It's neat.
Well, you know, I got my rider belt.
But yeah, you've had that for a while.
Yes, you're mocking me. Mac? And yeah, could you...
Henshin.
Yes, my Mac.
What?
You destroyed my Mac.
Nobody cares.
I'm not giving to your Kickstarter.
Oh.
We just listened to Gettin' Hollow Even by Scooter Picnic from the 2013 Gettin' Hollow Even EP. Before them, we heard Halloween Night by Dino Mike from 2010. The Money Shot Cosmonauts gave us A Little Undead from the 2009 Fump Volume 17 CD. And All Hallows Steve by Toby Danger started the set. What's scarier than Halloween? Politics. Up next, it's election time.
Boys and girls and mommies and dads, aren't you tired of negative ads? Taunts and smears and slander and slime. Yes, it's almost election time. It's election time, it's election time. There is no relief in sight. It's election time, gotta toe the party line. Who will win Tuesday night?
Not too soft, too extreme.
But one more ad and I may see.
I am the one that's making you fret, telling you we've got to control our debt.
I am the one giving seniors a scare, telling them the other guy will take their Medicare.
It's the election time, singing all the money rhyme. All the time, all the time, all the time, all the time.
Vote for me, all you fools. I promise I can improve the schools.
If I win, ladies and gents, I'll only tax the 1%.
La la la, election time, election time. La la la, election time, election time. La la la, election time, election time. La la la,
vote for me.
Greetings! I am the Count! Ha, 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 ha. My friend Big Bird is in trouble, and it all comes down to voting, which means counting! Ha, 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 ha. So I've written this little Halloween song about why every vote counts! Count it off, Grover!
Yeah, one, two, three. Four.
When the truth is spun, and the facts get blurred, and they change the voting laws and make it harder for us to make our voices heard. They don't want nobody to vote. They don't need nobody to vote. They get what they want when nobody votes. You better get your butt out to vote. Vote!
Wow, did I just hear right?
When these guys want power, they want you to stay home in bed. Yes, and most of the names at the polls are already dead.
Yay!
They don't want nobody to vote. They don't need nobody to vote. They get what they want when nobody votes. You better get your butt out to vote. Your eyes can see, your mind can think just fine. Yes, but in their heads, baby, all they see is lots of dollar signs. They don't want nobody to vote. They don't need nobody to vote. They get what they want when nobody votes. So you better get your butt out to vote.
Quiet, Grover!
Grover is tired.
For years they've been running. Each thinks he's the best. Are they your friends, baby? Or just part of the mess? They don't want nobody to vote. They don't need nobody to vote. They get what they want when nobody votes. You better get your butt out to vote. Driver's license or some other form of picture ID. There are many new voting laws that require picture ID. And no, you can't just draw them a picture when you get to the polls. Ernie tried that in 2004, and you see where that got us.
Grover need drink.
We just listened to Nobody to Vote by Steve Goody from the 2013 Drinks Well with Others CD. And Morning Sidekick gave us It's Election Time from 2012. This is an election year, so remember to vote early and vote often. That wraps up our podcast for today. I hope you enjoyed the show. So until next time, this is Dave Auju inviting you to visit madmusic.com. For more information on the songs and artists played on this show. If you like what you heard, why not follow us on Facebook or even join us at madmusic.com, where members get even more features like access to past shows, forums, videos, song lyrics, and they get their very own blog page. Membership is always free, so please check it out. This show is copyright 2022 by Mad Music Productions, LLC, a member of BMI, ASCAP, and CSAC. All rights reserved.